February 10th, 2026.
Call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. Rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, hold on a second. Forgot to hit this button. Is there anybody here for the public comment period? I see nobody. So, approval of the agenda for today, for the meeting of Tuesday, February 10th. Do you have any others for anything?
I have none, no.
I have none. Harrison, do you have anything?
Nope. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, motion carries. Approval of the consent agenda for the minutes of January 27th, 2026. And I believe for the claims for February 10th, 2026, totaling $30,804.45. Because we can do those both as
yes.
One. Also move on the approval of the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes and approval of the claims for February 10, 2026, totaling $30,804.45.
I'll second. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. And I believe it's for you, Attorney, Mr. Jensen. Leo.
I just have a few things to bring up here tonight. Just the first thing I'll be looking at is the, based on the advantage lawsuit matter, I guess with this week we are looking at responding to the initial disclosures, and just with that, we need to be providing answers by this week, so it'll be important to get the different documents to us this week so we can go forward with providing those answers. And so the next point, looking at that, at the 296 McGrand property. Look at that property. I believe that we are getting to a point when we're understanding that looking at that property, we want to ensure that it's not going to be a safety risk to people around town. And with that, I think we'll be important to start looking at potential timeline with that or seeing how the property's kind of getting in a condition where it can be around safely in town. And I know, kind of at this point, I think an important thing for the city to do going forward is I think we're going to want to get Dare and Haslip in here and kind of talk about getting more recommendations on that here in the near future, just so we can start coming up with what this timeline could look like and see what that matter will look like going forward.
I have one question, though. For a timeline, I guess I really don't know how to phrase it without maybe somebody taking it wrong, but how is it being figured out, the timeline? Because the owners probably have an idea of what it's going to take and how long, so what type, does he want something specific as a timeline? Is that what he's trying to get at? Like, you got to do this first, this, and this? Is that what he is looking for also, and what the city's looking for? I don't really quite understand that.
Like I said, that's why kind of at this point I would like to see Darren being in here for a city council meeting so we can kind of discuss what he wants to see and kind of get a better idea on what these timelines would look like at this point still.
Okay, so is that something Diane would have to call Darren about and ask him or suggest that it's a good idea for him to come and show up to a city council meeting so we could ask him some questions and about the timeline?
I say, I believe that is one way that we can go forward, is just try to get in contact with him and have him show up to one of these hearings, just so we can really work forward on kind of seeing what the best path forward is going to be for that property at this time.
I have a question for you. Are you guys still having good contact with Darren and getting back a hold of each other?
Every time I contact him, he asks me for something else. So this is all it does. It just keeps going back and forth. So I still don't have an approved permit. I've submitted one plans. He wants more modifications on the plans. So I'm working on that now.
Okay.
but I don't have any approvals for any permits to even start anything. I don't have a timeline. I submitted a timeline to you guys. I know I sent it to you a while ago. So I kind of gave a tentative timeline as far as that part goes, but as far as like any clear direction of where we can start, I don't have anything.
Have you sent that tentative timeline to Darren too, so he's got?
Well,
he's aware of it.
I don't know if you guys
sent it. I forwarded it to him, and that was back like in December.
Probably.
Yeah, and it's been forwarded to Darren.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's the only questions or things I had. Is there anybody else that on the council that has a question pertaining to this timeline situation they got?
I think it would be nice to get Darren here, ask him questions directly, get this moving.
All right. I think that's what we should try to do, is get him here so we can probably ask questions directly to him.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else, Leo?
I have nothing else.
Okay. So then move on to resolution 2026-09. So the resolution is to authorize a transfer of four Green Isle City lots. Are those over the ones over in the industrial park?
Two of them are
by the school. Two of them are the industrial lots.
Okay.
And that's for the deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Okay. So is this a roll call vote?
Yes.
And the EDA voted on this one as well at their last meeting, if I remember correctly, and passed it for recommendation to council.
Oh, it is something that just is going to have to be done, I believe. So should we table it till all five of us are here? Or
we don't
is
need
this
to.
Something? No. Okay. So do I just call the roll call vote or do I make a motion?
You have to make a motion.
Okay. I so make a motion for resolution number 2026-09, a resolution to authorize a transfer of four Green Isle City lots. I roll call vote. All in favor?
Well, yes. I'll second your motion first.
Sorry. Yes, I'm a yes.
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 All opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Or resolution carries. Do I write one absent on this then down here?
Yes.
Okay, now on to resolution 2026-10. It's a resolution approving the Economic Development Authority's request for release of federal interest on USDA Rural Business Development Grant Revolving Loan Fund. So you guys had a meeting about this one too?
This one was passed at the EDA level. ABDO is asking that City Council approve it as well. This is for the grant that was received to start the revolving loan fund. And it says on the resolution 2017 or 18?
17.
Started in 2017, we fulfilled the terms of the grant agreement.
Okay.
So the federal government will release their interest in it, and it's our funds.
Okay, sounds good. So I make a motion for resolution 2026-10 for the resolution approving the Economic Development Authority's request for release of federal interest in USDA Rural Business Development Grant Revolving Loan Fund. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, and this is a roll call vote. All those in favor?
Yes.
Or Mark, yes? I'm a yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? One absent, so motion carries. On to, well, school update, EDA update, planning and zoning update, all on Amy's plate now.
I really do not have an update on the school besides the resolution that was just approved transferring those lots to the paint. We also, we had an update on Sharda Enclave. Wolfhouse was at the EDA meeting and provided an update. He's been struggling with financing. I did recommend that he speak with SBDC. He did reach out to them and he said he had a good conversation with them. So fingers crossed, they'll be able to help him get financing. EDA was pretty clear. No shovel in the ground until he's paid that money to the city. He's supposed to have his...
That was a percentage down, correct?
Mm-hmm. It was 10%, I believe, of the street improvement project as calculated by ISG.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't remember what that amount was. It's been a while.
I believe it was about $140,000. Don't quote me on that. I did not look it up before the meeting. But I think they came back with about $1.4 million for the street improvement project. Mm-hmm. They reduced it from like $2.8 million.
Okay.
But he still has to have a line of credit with the bank, so he'll bring a letter, his letter with his line of credit to the city before he's issued any building permits.
Okay.
So even, it could be 10% of 2.8 now.
It was lower. ISG lowered it.
$280,000.
To about $1.4 million. So
I would say between 1.4 and 2.8 mm-hmm. is what it'll be.
But we haven't had anything out of that yet, right?
He was looking at doing a couple spec homes, remember, EDA members at the meeting. But even if he does the spec homes on the end, he'd be tearing up that street, which is why the EDA made it pretty clear to get the line of credit to Diane before any building permits are issued. Because we don't want him digging up the street.
Yeah.
We also had an update from Wide Open Marine, good news. They are in underwriting, hoping to get a shovel in the ground in April. So that is very good news for us. Other than that, we just had some updates, newsletter updates, just to remind everybody that we get our newsletter information to Sam. Kind of designated somebody on each of the committees who will get that information over to her. And then on planning and zoning, that was our first meeting. And we elected officers at the planning and zoning meeting. We heard from two property owners looking at putting up additional structures on their property. One was absent that evening, so his request was tabled to the next meeting. Another one that was looking to put up a building that did not match their existing building, and it would have had exposed fasteners, which is against our zoning code, and planning and zoning would not allow it. So that person is going to move forward with something, a different structure, a smaller structure that does not need a building permit. Under 120 square feet, 120 square feet or under, they're going to go with a smaller building. The city clerk did remind that person that they still need to apply for a building permit, so that we can see where they're going to put this smaller structure on their lot, so that it's not up against the neighbor's lot, that it's still placed appropriately, and that it's on the appropriate type of surface, which I know was brought up at the planning and zoning meeting.
That's all it is. Like a land use?
It's land use. But we still, yep, they'll have to show us the site plan of where they're going to put it, sure, and how big it's going
to
be.
Yeah, because they still have to leave the setbacks.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So whatever the setbacks are is what they have to leave. Okay.
That's the biggest thing. We did receive back the zoning code and the subdivision ordinance, but it is going to go to CPIC first, so I can do the update on the comprehensive plan update as well. They'll be reviewing the zoning code changes from Attorney Jansen as well as the subdivision changes. And then it will go back to planning and zoning.
Okay, and then is there anything else for you from planning and zoning?
No, just the same thing with the newsletter updates, that we remember to get those updates to Sam so she can do the newsletter.
Okay, sounds good. Tree committee update, Harrison?
We did not meet because it was caucus day, so we will not be meeting until February. And so I believe you wanted the next dates, right?
March.
So the next date the tree committee is meeting is March 3rd. The next date planning and zoning would be meeting is March 4th. Comp plan will be meeting next week, Tuesday on the 17th.
Thank you.
Can you give us, can you refresh for the people that are watching and me, the A here, tree on 521 3rd Street?
Did you have enough to have something?
No,
to
just can
that?
You refresh?
Yeah, so
what it was?
There was a tree on that property that was it is planted fairly close to the curb and had grown quite bushy and was extending into the roadway and in particular blocking the line of sight of the stop sign.
Okay. All right, thank
so
you.
So we asked them to prune it, and last I drove by I just drove by, but I think it looked better. But it could just be that the leaves aren't on it.
All right, thank you.
I beg to differ. I don't think it was touched. I think it's still because the leaves are there off, but that's what makes them.
Yeah.
Swear. I mean, they've got a good growth.
Okay.
Did we send the letter?
Yes, okay. It has been sent. Or was sent several weeks, maybe even months ago.
Is that one of these things where we sent how many? How many letters or chances do they have before?
Well, this letter came from EDA, or Tree Committee, I'm sorry. And there are no, it needs to be done. And it hasn't been done. Okay. And there's people asking why it hasn't been done.
Was something I know was said about the Sheriff's Department at one time, possibly because of the blocking of the vision of the stop sign?
Yes, they've taken a look at that, and they're aware of it.
Do we have to have them come out again and look at it and see?
I don't see any reason as to why they need to come out a second time. I certainly can ask them.
Okay. Yep. Is there some type of timeline the city can set or send to them that says, if you don't take care of this, we will take care of it and maybe assess you the bill? Is there something like that the city can do?
Yeah, so at this point, we'll need to look a little deeper into that, but mm-hmm. I do believe that there would be kind of a certain
possible
timeline that would be
okay.
The city could jump in there and potentially take action on it.
So we might have to do something like that if this is, like you guys say, when the leaves are on it, it blocks the sight of a stop sign and is actually a potential hazard for the roadway and or pedestrians that might be walking along there?
Is that you're primarily driving. If you're driving at 25 miles an hour in a larger vehicle, you would not have time to stop by if you didn't know the sign was there.
Okay. So we should maybe dig into that a little bit and see what we come up with next time you guys are here.
Yep. So, yeah, looking at like the tree policy that the city has currently, I do know that there is just the absolute right to remove trees when they are in the easement or in the right of way. And then one of the kind of areas that looks at is when the tree obstructs vehicular or pedestrian traffic or visibility. So I think that this does reach kind of that area right there potentially. And I think that that's something we can look at for.
So I think we should probably have you guys look at that and get our bases covered before we touch the trees so we know what we're getting into before we go too far. Okay, thank you.
That does remind me, we had discussed amending the tree policy. I think you were going to work on that, Amy.
I did want to point out, we did give that person a deadline. You're directed to trim or remove the obstructing limb within 14 days of receipt of this notice. If corrective action is not taken within the specified time frame, the city will proceed to remove the limb or if necessary, the entire tree. That's in the letter that was sent out already.
And what date was that sent, you said?
The letter is dated December 3rd, which is, I believe, the night we met. We wrote it as a group, and I'm assuming
it was sent shortly after that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say, if Attorney Jansen, if you think that's fine, then I think we should, I don't know if we can have people service go out there, but I think we just need to get this addressed, because we've been talking about it for a long time now. They were already given a deadline.
Since you guys have looked at it, is it just a few limbs, or is it actually going to end up being the whole tree?
I think when we were really looking at the photos, it could be solved by cutting a single
branch.
Branch. Okay. It's more like multiple stumps.
Further, but it's in the easement, too. I mean, it's between the sidewalk and the curb. My view, I think the tree has to go.
What is the size of easements for the curb to
probably
the
like 5 feet?
Is it
14?
The easement is?
Yeah. I think it's 14 we decided.
No, the easement for that the city basically has the right of way to do.
Right, Amy? We had that discussion, I think, 14. In CPIC. It was 14 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's on that note, you might need to look into that pretty quick so we can move along with this before the branches start to fill out and cause more problems. So I'd like to have our bases covered before we actually take the tree down. Thank you. Is there any other discussion about that tree or anything, or are we good with the tree update now?
I was going to ask, like, did our letter say anything about, like, yes to respond back? Because I suppose I could take a closer drive by and, like, see if he actually did anything, because we had some decent pictures earlier that okay. You could like see all the limbs and we could actually see if a limb was removed.
Okay. Well, you can probably do that and then let Diane know if you think that, if you actually can tell that the limbs moved and see what you think. So then we'll move on to park board update, Shamrock placard, Diane.
We had this is the new one, a replaced one. So I want everyone to see that. And the old one is kind of
falling apart.
Needless to say.
Broken.
So I just wanted everyone to kind of take a peek at that. And that was done by Mr. LaRose, who is on the park board.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Heritage Festival, Amy?
A quick update. Sam LaRose and Anita Wilson are the co-chairs for the Heritage Festival. Planning, we had our first planning meeting the end of last month that went very well. We already have quite a few interested in being craft vendors. Now we've also secured a lot of food vendors ready. There were two representatives from Dahlheimer Beverage Company at that meeting, and they are willing to help out with trailers, helping us with banners.
Okay.
They are willing to help out with our events. We also, Baseball Association will be helping. We'll be helping with an event.
Hopefully.
I have feel good about that. Like
we'll get
something together. So we've already got some plans started, and it's not till September 26th. So I know people are excited about it.
And did you kind of do a comp plan update already? Because that's number 15 on the list.
The comp plan update is just that we will be reviewing the zoning code and the subdivision ordinance.
Did you say the next time the next meeting was? I don't remember.
Next week was Tuesday.
I didn't write it down.
Next week Tuesday for the next comp plan.
Okay. Sounds good. And replace door, City Hall, West door.
Actually, I could have removed that because we are in the process of replacing.
Okay. And 17, street projects. Does anybody have any comments on street projects before I start? Okay. We had plans to do streets last year, and it got held up and not done because of other circumstances. I don't want to put off fixing those other streets and doing the other curb work we had kind of had done, because some of that, or probably the majority of the streets that we were going to repave, they will not last another year without becoming really bad. And it would have been nice to tie it in with the bigger project, but that could take until next year before we actually get it started. So I would still like to move forward with what we were trying to do last year with repaving of the streets, like by 4th, I think it was 4th.
Well, actually 4th, yeah, 4th, 3rd.
Yeah. Second over there, and I know a couple, some curb has to be fixed in those streets also.
Yeah.
I think we should still move forward with those and try to call some people now that the snow's going to be gone to see if they can come out and look at them and give us bids on it, because it's not going to be a cheap process either. And I know the guy from Pearson's will probably be giving us a call here shortly about putting down the seal coat again. I'm okay with not doing it this year just because of that project and the other one. If we wait a year, I think we'll be okay. I would like your guys' opinion on some of that before I just basically say, no, we can't really do it this year. We got too much other stuff going on.
Yeah, but last year everything went towards the curbs.
And, well, he did do some seal coating over here because he did. We got the curb done first, and then we got the seal coating done over here.
I agree. Let's get these done because they're showing.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, wonder what more it's going to cost. And some of the curb issues, some from last year still has to get replaced. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes, we might not be able to do some seal coating this year, but we definitely will have to try to do it next year. And maybe we can. Seal coating isn't usually that expensive. I don't like to say that, but it's not nearly as expensive as replacing the roads would be over by the west side of town and trying to do that project. So that's...
Well, I know in Western last year made a big difference. That was always...
That was 2 years ago.
2 years
2 years ago we did Western, and we did a bunch of seal coating 2 years ago. We didn't do much seal coating last year in retrospect, and we didn't do any new asphalting last year because it was trying to be done after the curb was in. Which I'm thinking we will have to get a hold of Craig. I can't think of the company's name.
Final Properties?
Yeah, and give him a reminder and remind him that he's got to have them that was done, I think, by the 1st of June. The curb that he said he was still going to do for us, that he still had, remind him that it needs to be done. And sooner the better, because we are going to get roads paved this year. And if it's not done, we will probably be talking to the lawyers about it. I don't like to say that, but we have to do something to get it done.
Okay.
And some of that's got to be done before we repave some of it.
Because we need to know what he's going to do, where he's going to do it for curb. So
I'll talk to Millers. I know they were so busy last fall, but they would.
And then if you talk to Millers, I got a couple other companies I can call. I'll try to call them. And Millers can come out and just have them look at those roads and the curb. Because I know
we'll get together.
They know people that do curb work too that they can contract through and go from there and get up just one bid to see what they can come up with. And I'll try to get a hold of the couple of companies I know of.
What do you think that dollar, wanting to know if we'd need to do sealed bids.
The dollar amount for the asphalt that 1 year was around $80,000.
Yeah, that was Western entirely. That was
You're going to do...
smaller ones are...
But we got a deal on that because they did a County Road 11 at the same time.
Right.
So we got a little bit of a break on that, or I don't know if you want to call it a break, but it was easier for them to do it because they were already in town doing 11. Doing that asphalt and ripping out the curb through them, it could be $80,000 or more. Because if you take those three streets into account, they're probably not too far off of the distance that Western was also. And Western, all they did was asphalt, but we want to there's curb there that needs to be replaced. Because there's even a catch basin that's really crooked and the water stands.
I agree. It's probably about the same. You know, I would say a number like that, 75 feet would probably be what we're looking at.
And what is the threshold for a sealed bid?
I think it's 175. It's 150 or 175, I think.
I think it is.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like, scope of work. I'll need something defined.
Okay.
If someone else would call and ask, you know.
No, that's fine.
And that needs to be distributed to whomever you're contacting to. Okay.
I agree. I think we should have a date. And I'll, you know, talk to Miller's, but they get that number. If anybody else wants to bid it, then by that date, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Make a few calls tomorrow, too. So, and move on to others. I guess I actually forgot one that Diane told me about, but we'll get to it as a C. It's an appointment for the, was it Planning and Zoning?
Yes.
It was, what's his
Cal
last name?
Cal LaRose.
I don't even know how to say it. So we got an appointment for Planning and Zoning, and that is, will be C, Cal LaRose. And so, A, nuisance letters and property assessments. We are going to table that for now. And then we need to set a spring cleanup date.
We do need to have a motion.
To table that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make a motion to table the nuisance letters and property assessment.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. All those opposed, motion carries. And we do need to set a spring cleanup date. And I was informed that it's usually the last Saturday in April. And it is strongly recommended that everybody, if available, that's on City Council, could probably come and help clean up or help with it. Because it is just all at the, is it behind the fire hall there?
In the city shop.
It's at the city shop, so everybody's just got to bring it. It's no curbside pickup, and that's been like that for 2 years now, two or 3 years. So, and if Mr. Wensloff would come and help use his...
Well, I will, but I think I've got enough years where I think I want to get paid a little bit. I mean, I've done it for nothing for many years, so just to get some fuel cost. And I'm in there for 4 hours, so it's just like,
is it,
if that's all right, I mean, that's...
Is that something we need to... ask for the city?
Yes, we have to. You know, what do you, I guess, what are you looking for?
Probably 250,
something like that. Okay. I can put that like on the agenda
for
next meeting and then.
Yes, because that's.
Go through
yep.
a motion and so forth. Okay.
We'll do that for the agenda for next meeting, which I understand fuel costs, wear, as they call it, wear and tear on the equipment and fuel costs. I get it over the last however many years you've been doing it. I understand that, which I don't think is out of line at all.
Unless somebody else wants to do it. Yeah, I'm just saying. Forever, see, now I remember all the things, you know.
So, but are you guys okay for the last Saturday in April as spring?
Do you have a date?
Yeah, April 25th.
25th, okay.
That works for me.
Okay. Arbor Day.
Yes.
So that takes care of
we
B.
Need a motion.
You need a motion for that one too?
Mm-hmm.
So I make a motion for spring cleanup day, April 25th.
Oh, sorry.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, motion carries. And then C, the appointment of Cal
LaRose.
LaRose to Planning and Zoning.
I will make a motion to appoint Cal LaRose to the Planning and Zoning Committee.
I'll second. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. And I believe that is all for us. And I so make a motion for adjournment.
Sorry.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. And so...